Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life, whether it's physical, mental, or digital. And hello.
Hi, Chirag. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm feeling a bit dehydrated at this point now. I think it's getting very hot.
It is, but it's gone like up to 50 in some days. Like, yeah. Well, people are taking pictures of their cars.
Yeah, I know that the car sensors sometimes are a few degrees up, yeah. Just the way the sensors are located. But even then, it's still very...
Yeah. I mean, even if it was just a few degrees, it'd still be like then 47, 48, you know. So yeah, it's crazy amount.
No, even like now, I remember when like you put the shade in the car, so just that they, like things don't get like heated up. And even then, like the steering wheel is like super hot because that's what's happening. So a little, you know, airing things out and drinking lots of water is the way to go at the moment.
But at least clothes dry in 10 minutes, so that's great. There's always a plus to everything.
Look at that.
Yeah. I do like summer weather because of that, that the clothes dry so quickly.
Right.
But other than that, no, this is crazy. Because it should be in August, not May. But
I mean, ideally. But it's how it goes. It's fine. I mean, you know, we brave this so that we can have those few months in the year when things are pleasant and, I don't know.
Yeah, I could top up my tan. The 50 shades of gray into the 50 shades of brown, even not gray. I've got gray hair. 50 shades of brown going on in my body, so it's quite good. I can top up very quickly and then leave.
Right. So, what are we going to talk about today?
So, we've never talked about music.
Well, we have like inside other episodes in here and there, but we were kind of having a chat about music in general anyway.
Yeah.
Which started out actually because we were trying to figure out why your phone was full. Yeah. Which led to its own exploration, but it led us to think about music, because you store a lot of music on your phone.
Yeah, and I'm a big music collector, generally, and I have been since I was a kid. And that's from my father as well. He had a big record collection, which has then been given to me, a vinyl. So I love music. Music is a huge part of my life. And yeah, now we're digital, and it's just... And we were talking about it, and you were telling me off because I have my music stored on my phone.
Well, a lot of music stored on your phone, which is what surprised me actually, because I was like, why are you storing everything? Like, let's release some of that, which led actually to the conversation about the fact that a lot of your music is stuff you've collected over the years, outside of as a part of a subscription service, but just over the years, potentially for decades, maybe even.
Yeah, decades.
I'm sure decades in some cases. So, which is what we started talking about. And so I think we wanted to just kind of talk about like sort of the different options, and maybe it's time to declutter some of this and see what can be done here.
So there's different things that's happening. So, I mean, we've talked about this generational thing, but we're of the generation that tapes came out. So we had tapes, then we had CDs came out. So then you got either the things that you had on tape onto CD, which happened with my Madonna and my Prince.
That was a lot of me, yes.
And I think Michael Jackson, my brother did it. But yeah, for me, it was Madonna and Prince. And as a lot of people know, I'm a massive Madonna fan. So I don't just buy the one version of the thing. I think that's what people do with Taylor Swift now. You don't just buy one record or CD. I used to buy the CD, the vinyl, the different types of vinyl, the limited edition CD.
Right. Deluxe edition, and there's so many.
Different colors, then the singles.
Right.
So then I'd buy the singles on CD and vinyl. So I've got a huge collection of everything, and it's pointless. I've spent thousands of pounds and dirhams and dollars on music generally.
And what's interesting about that too, by the way, is like, you know, for the audiophiles and the you know, the music fans is... a lot of services are now doing sort of what is this new concept of lossless audio, right? The idea of actually delivering through streaming, but high quality records, high quality tracks, almost as if you were listening to a local copy of something in full quality off of either a vinyl or, well, back in the day, tape.
But. Yeah. And I mean, it's the sound of putting it on vinyl. So I had a record player. I had my parents bought me, when I was 21, an amazing hi-fi system with MP3, because MP3 was a thing for a while.
I mean, it still is. All the podcasts are powered by MP3.
Are they? Oh, okay. Yeah. But we had an MP3 player.
Yeah.
This is before Apple,
iPod.
Yeah, iPod came out. That's right. So we had that as well. So then I got a record player to attach to this hi-fi system. So then my dad had already given me all of his vinyl bought everything that he had. Some of the vinyl had been stolen when we moved to the house that we have. So a lot of very rare Beatles and Elvis Presley has gone missing. But the rest of it I've got, and I've kept it pristine, plus and all the Madonna. So I was listening to that on vinyl. And I used to go to record shops in London and be friends with, like, in one record shop in Camden. And he used to give me free vinyl of, like, obscure R&B songs. So I've got that as well. Anyway, see, I have a music lover.
Well, let's pull you back from the room.
The thing is, it's been very hard to let go of my music collection. And, you know, it's the one thing that ached to have to declutter. But I went home in December. It was supposed to be for 4 weeks, but ended up being a week. And during that time, I finally went, I need to get rid of my CDs. So I took them all out. So I have about, I would say about 3,000 to 4,000 CDs, roughly.
Oh, wow, okay.
I have a lot. And it's all in one cupboard. So when my bedroom was created, my mum made sure there was a space for my Madonna collection and my CD collection. That's how lovely my parents are. So anyway, so I went through all the CDs, put them all out on the bed. You might have seen it on Insta stories at the time. And I literally went and kept the limited edition stuff of the good stuff. So I have, like, you know, the big stars, Janet, Michael, Madonna, Prince, all the limited edition of that, I kept them. Everything else, because I've already got it digitally, because I'd uploaded it onto digital files, I've put them into another pile to sell. So the next time I'm back home, I will then send them. There's a company called Declutter. So I will send it to them and get 10 pence for CDs that I spent £15 on. It's going to be heartbreaking. But anyway, but at least I get a little bit of money, I guess. Right. So I'm going to do that. So I did that, and I also did that with the vinyl. So I'd been given a lot of vinyl as well by one was an ex-boyfriend who was a DJ. He gave me vinyl. But it was rubbish music. He was just he was decluttering rubbish stuff to me. So I was looking at it going, I'd kept it because I was like, oh, I've got vinyl. But it's like, no, it's rubbish. So I did that as well. So I've got two piles.
Right.
So for me, it was easy to do. Once I'd got to that point where I'm like, I'm getting rid of it, I could take it all out and sit on my bed and just go through it. But if you're going to do that and it's going to be, you know, you're very attached to your music and you're going to, you know, you find it harder, do the mini declutter. So do one pile of CDs, 50, 20 minutes, have a box or a bag, you know, to put the ones that you don't want to keep into that box and bag, and do that every day or, you know, for a few weeks and go through all your music. So it's tapes. Tapes was easy. I got rid of a lot of tapes except for...
And then I think most of us converted tapes to CDs at some point or the other, or some kind of file.
Yeah. I think the only tapes I kept were obviously the Madonna ones and the Prince Diamond and Pearls. I had the hologram. My mum wouldn't let me buy the CD for some reason in Virgin in Oxford Street. And so I bought the tape. So I've got this limited edition hologram version, which is very, very rare. So I can't get rid of that. And that's my life. But everything else I got rid of. I had to, because I was like, what am I going to do? I can't play it. I haven't got anything to play the tape on.
Well, yeah. And I think that's one of the things that we get sucked into sometimes. It's like, okay, we're keeping this and keeping this, but, you know, we have no way of actually playing them. And, you know, we have versions, remastered versions and other things available for a lot of these tracks, especially the older ones. And so I think it's just, you know, things you should factor in when you're trying to, like, get rid of this. It's like, okay, is it possible for me to still continue to listen to this?
Yeah.
Then let me find a way to do that. And let this old thing go, because especially with tapes and things, like, they don't actually, and even CDs actually, their life isn't that long.
No,
CDs more than tapes, yes, but still there's a finite amount of time before a CD you can't read it anymore.
Yeah, you can see it that the color's gone as well on some of them, and I could see that. So I mean, those ones I just had to put in the recycle bin. So with them, you know, the ones that you don't want at all and you can't donate, you can't sell, just throw them in the recycle bin. I think there's a special bin for these kind of things. You know, if it's a CD that has valuable information on it, then you would put it, you can shred it. But for normal music CDs, you can put it in a recycle bin. So do that. So do the 15, 20 minutes on your stuff, whether it's tapes, CDs, or vinyl. And that will help you a lot. So for me, I got, ignoring the Madonna collection, I think about 50 CDs left. But the vinyl, I've still got a lot because I've got old Motown and stuff, so that it's all valuable to me. But that's my thing. That's, and I just have to get a record player again and play it. And then people are buying vinyl again. It's becoming cool. So when you do buy the vinyl, though, think about the space you have, you know, because they are huge and it takes up a lot of space. And do you really need that music on vinyl? Some music does sound amazing on vinyl. We know that. But there are some things that just, it's just pointless. You know, Taylor Swift album, it sounds...
Hey, stop dissing the T-Swift. Like, come on.
Look, it's recorded digitally. You don't need a vinyl. You know that. Like,
of course I know that. That's not the point.
I love... Well, I didn't like the last album, but I liked some...
He's going to hate.
I liked 1989. Like, that was a very good album. But I didn't like the new one. Like, but anyway, so please don't message us and tell us off about not liking the Taylor Swift album, please.
No. I mean, Shalina only. I'm fine with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Really, you like this new album? Anyway,
that's not what this episode is about.
Okay, right, reeling in. Let's stop the clutter. So that's do that. So you know, with everything that you've got, see what you've got, do the mini declutter, and then remember the 90-10 rule. You have to get rid of the stuff. Don't keep it in your house languishing there. Obviously, I have in Kent, but the room is empty. It's fine, and I know what I'm going to do when I go home. As soon as I get home for a long time, so do that. Then there's a digital thing,
right?
Which is, you know, and I always say digital has become an even bigger problem because we've got, you know, keep on keeping stuff digitally and then not decluttering.
Yeah, and we don't see the physical space being taken. We feel like it's, you know, whatever. Oh, I have like so much storage. Who cares?
Yeah.
And you know, we're in that mindset.
Until it goes on my phone and then I realize that I don't. But I mean, I do get rid of things. I'll listen to songs and go, why have I got this song? And then press delete.
Which is fine.
So I am one of those that will remove things. That's my mindset, that I will declutter, but yeah, do go through that. But also then...
Yeah, and then the other thing also we want to talk about is the fact that there are subscription services now that kind of take care of some of this for you. So I think there is, like, for example, if you look at You Versus Me, I understand why, you know, you have... Like, you feel the way you feel about music. It's not like I don't like music, by the way, I love it.
Mm.
But, you know, for you having the vinyls and you know, you got some from your dad and all of this stuff, and there's that to it.
Yep.
For me, music is essential, and yet I need access to it. I want it available to me, and I want to listen to it. And so for me, a subscription service just makes sense. Like, it's, I don't want to deal with the maintaining a library and dealing with the volume and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to pay a subscription, which I do.
Yep.
And then I have access to all the songs. Yep. So there's, I mean, this exclusive stuff came in for a while and then kind of died anyway.
Yep.
So the stuff that, you know, that happened a couple of years ago. So now you get almost everything in just about every subscription service. I know some people have preferences about it. So you prefer Spotify or Apple because their recommendations are better or whatever. It doesn't make a big deal to me because I don't listen to those playlists anyway. I have tracks I want to listen to. Or I'll an artist I'm interested in, for example, comes out with something new, I'll just find it in Apple Music and I'll add it to my library. But I don't download it to my phone. I stream it.
Right.
But I put it into a playlist so I have it available to me in an easier way than searching the whole library every time.
Yeah.
But it for me, it's like, okay, this is a pain I want to just take away and then set it aside. Right. So that's the difference. I mean, I think that I completely get why. That's not how you would look at music, for example, but that's how, for me, it's just a practical thing that I want to deal with.
Mine is a mindset, and that is something that I have to change, and you've been trying to get me to change for a while. Mine was because I got an iPod so quickly. I got iTunes. I uploaded my music from my CDs into iTunes because that's what we used to do before you could buy the music.
Yes.
And so it's all perfectly organized. It's been like that for years. And I have playlists I've created over the years. I have playlists for 80s and 90s. And, you know, I don't listen to the 2000s too much. But, you know, I have songs and I have Scandinavian playlists. Sure. So I have all this Scandi music that I love. And I would love listening to that. So that is my problem, that I am in a lot of ways very old school and very set in my ways.
Yeah.
That I have tried Spotify when Spotify came out. I tried Apple Music. And the problem is they suggest songs, you know, like especially on the playlist, because you think, oh, it'll be easier. And then it's like these songs. And I'm like, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And then I got to the point where I'm like, no, I don't like
it. I'm just saying no all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I might as well just listen to my own music. I think it's become more sophisticated. The problem is that, you know, we both always try out apps and services digitally when they come out, right? So as soon as it comes out, you usually tell me about it and I'll try it out as well. So of course, they're in infancy.
Yeah, things change. And I think we as I say, first impression kind of thing, right? We kind of have this, like, ah, you know, I really didn't enjoy that, so I'm not going to go for it again.
Yeah.
So I agree that the playlists have gotten better. But again, you know, I think it also does depend a little bit on how you're looking to listen to music.
Like, yeah.
I'm not necessarily always seeking new music. So for me, a playlist is something I'll jump into when I'm just having a day when I'm like, okay, I just want to unwind. I can't figure out what music I want to play because I can't figure it. Sometimes you kind of know, like, yeah. I'm in a certain mood. I want to listen to this. It's easy. And sometimes you're just kind of like, I just want something to play, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So so there are playlists, and there are lots of different kinds, including decade-related lists and all of these things. But I just pick up, like, one of the like, recent music that's come out or whatever. I mean, in Apple Music, they even have radio stations style stuff with actual RG and everything, but don't listen to that so much.
Yeah, because they got Zane Lowe, and I remember listening to Zane he was on Radio 1. Right. Like, it's very strange that he's now on, like, this.
Yeah, but it makes, I mean, to some extent, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But I listen to a playlist, and occasionally I'll hear something I like, and I can easily add it to my library if I really want to listen to it again and then see what I do with it. But the point of this is, for me, like I said, I've just looked at a very practical thing to say, look, I love music. I want to listen to it, and I'm going to make it practical for me to do that. And that's what I've done. This is not to say that down the road, I won't invest in a vinyl collection, for example, but it's just something I haven't done yet. And I think I do feel that sometimes, you know, I'll look at, even here, you can go to stores and you can pick them up and stuff. And sometimes I'll browse them and be like, oh, yeah. It'd be nice to have that little Harvey Specter style, thing in the room and all that. And I get it. But again, practical reasons why I haven't done that. Maybe, I don't know, when I retire, maybe that is what I will do. But it's always one of those things.
Definitely will be doing that myself.
Yeah. The other thing also is that, because we were talking about iTunes Match, which is a service that Apple had to allow you to upload all of your personal music to the cloud. Which is a service, by the way, I used extensively because until
still use it.
Yeah. No. Which by the way, you're allowed to. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't. But I mean, so for people that may not know, iTunes Match is basically a service. If you have your music that you have downloaded, and it can be from any other source, it doesn't have to be Apple related or from iTunes, for example. You can upload it to iTunes. Through, I think, the iTunes app, right?
Yeah.
And then it basically matches that track. So if it's in the library, it'll swap it out for the higher res file.
Yep.
Or the higher quality file, essentially.
And it'll give the album cover as well. So when it's in your car,
it'll bring up all the data as well, yes.
So. But sometimes it makes mistakes. So it often makes mistakes. And I get very, I am that pedantic that I'll be in my car. And if the album cover is wrong, I will have to remove that screen from the thing so I don't see the song and the wrong album cover while I'm driving. It's very, I have got issues. We all have issues, but I have issues with this.
Yeah, and I think, so I used it extensively when it came out, and I thought it was great, right? Because for about $25 a year, give or take, I can, you know, all my music could be uploaded.
Yep.
But here, you know, what happened is, and a lot of it was triggered by the fact that I moved to an iPad, and that played a part in this transition. But I realized that I wasn't really uploading new music anymore because I had landed up subscribing to a service. And then I stopped, like, searching for music elsewhere or picking them up or ripping CDs. I mean, not CDs, but, you know, or collecting it in any other format. Then being like, oh, if I want to listen to something, well, I have it on my phone. I'll listen to it. You know, story's over. And so I just stopped using the service and I eventually canceled it. All my old music is still up there. I can still listen to it. It's on my phone, by the way. So it's not like I haven't lost any of it. But it's just and by the way, as we were looking just before we started recording, that if you have an Apple Music subscription, you get iTunes Match anyway, so you can still use it to do it. But my point of saying all this is just like, so there is it's just looking at ways to say, okay, if you're really, you're not as invested in downloading everything and keeping it on your phone and all of that, or you don't have a huge collection, or the collection you have is going to be available elsewhere. In one of these services, like, I mean, just, you know, it'll be a one-time move, but make the move. Yeah. Your life will just be nicer, cleaner, less headache. It's the point.
And so I think we'll have a second part to this. So because music is such a passion of mine, and I can't believe we've never talked about this before, but while we've been talking today about this, and even before, I'm going to try Apple Music again. I mean, I have to admit, I am. Everything is Apple for both of us, really, isn't it? So yeah, we're
in the ecosystem. We're heavily, yeah.
We're sucked in. So I'm going to try Apple Music, and I'm going to see how it feels, and see how irritated I get by their choices and what they do. And then I think maybe in a month or so we can have an update about... So because I think it will help people with dealing with their music, because people listen to music a lot, whether it's, you know, pop or classical or whatever. I think classical will be easier to deal with than... And I have classical music on my own, so that's another issue. I'm like, I don't want to lose...
To be fair, you'll keep it though. So you won't... Ideally, you will not lose it.
Yeah.
So the idea is you switch it and then see how much of your existing music listen to and whether the access to the new stuff is actually having an impact for you, and then
figure it out from there. So, but let us know as well, you know, if you use these music services, how you listen to your music. Are you still listening to vinyl or to CDs or digital? Have you uploaded like I have and kept everything on your phone, or have you moved to streaming, and how are you finding it? I mean, there is Apple Music, Tidal, and Spotify, the main ones, right?
Yeah, I think even Tidal, I mean, I don't hear much about it anymore.
That was all the Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Well, when I mentioned the exclusive stuff, actually, they had like sort of started it with be like, oh, you will only find this album only on Tidal. Yeah. And then that became a thing. But I think it died down pretty quickly, I think.
Because nobody paid for it.
No, right? I think exclusive content is a tricky business anyway. And I think it doesn't, long term, it doesn't work. I think it's nice for a short term like grab. But anyway, that's a whole different discussion.
That's a whole different game. Yeah. But let us know what you do, because I'd be interested. I always love to know about these things. It's just changing my habits. And
a lot of the stuff we talk about has to do with sort of our experience or people we're talking to. So if there's a new app, if there's a new way of doing something, we're always interested to hear that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Preferably if it was with Apple.
Yeah, Spotify users, get in here. But that's fine. I think that's fine. Okay, well, that's all we have for this episode, I guess. As Shalina mentioned, get in touch with us. So you can do that by reaching out on social media at DeclutterMe. That's at DeclutterMe. Or visiting declutterme.com/podcast. Filling out the contact form if you want to reach Shalina and talk to her about decluttering music, life in general.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.